Am I crazy for watching the eclipse today with no glasses? I've sungazed before and afterwards saw colors for a whole day.
Hey, I've been sleeping with you since you were in diapers, kid. So.
You guys got a decent pocket.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle podcast. I am once again your host. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the program. Episode 184 of the show. Stoked to have you in the mix as always. If you would like to reach out to the show quickly, you can email us. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. The voicemail number is 949-464-TBLS. Somebody tagged me in something that a certain radio show host, nationally syndicated, a bare-knuckled radio show host, who I've many times tried to get to hire me for a job, it should be plainly stated, he's now podcasting. He has the show. I imagine they're just going to run part of the show as a podcast or the whole show. I'm not sure if I thought all shows did that, but I don't know. His does. But he's added a voicemail aspect to it, and he lets people talk forever on that show. So those are not going to be good. I can guarantee you that. But somebody's like, oh, he's stealing your thing. I don't think we invented having a voicemail line. And if we were a little more dedicated, we would probably take live calls. So I can't take credit for the idea of voicemail. I'm pretty sure like everybody has it. So, but thank you. 949-464-TBLS is the voicemail number. As always, check out our Facebook page. A lot of interaction goes on there. The Baller Lifestyle Podcast on Facebook. And please like, rate, and review the show on iTunes. And if you are so inclined, you can make a donation to our Patreon page, patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. Help us out if you feel the need. Joining me now, as he always does, it's Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Unfortunately, I know a lot of people are not doing well. And obviously, it's just a huge bummer. Houston, like just how just brutal it is. I mean, you know, the only nice thing is how you see like the humanitarian stories pop up.
Totally.
But like, fuck, you know, I wish we didn't have any humanitarian need down there.
It's totally.
It's a huge bummer. And, you know, maybe 2 years. I went to a bachelor party in New Orleans like 2 years after Katrina, and there was one guy who was local, and he like drove us around to show us. And it was like 2 years later, and you see the watermarks like high up on houses, and it's like
it's crazy.
It's just you can't comprehend it. It's insane, and you know, I don't know, but like we're getting these 100-year storms, you know, every couple of years, like.
Yeah,
this has got to be treated like NASA, like getting to the moon. Like it's got to be all hands on deck here with the planet. This is not okay. Not okay.
Totally. If it's act of God, God's being a real fucking dickhead
right
now. Okay. Or a bitch, depending on your perspective. But I totally agree. Like the NASA, it has announced that they're going to, at some point, Yellowstone, which is a super volcano. Did you know that, guys? It's like basically the whole state of Montana. Is that where Yellowstone is? I believe so.
One of those states.
Yeah. Well, the whole big middle part of the upper middle part of the country is a giant volcano, and it blows about supposedly they think about every 600,000 years. And the last time it blew, I think was like maybe a million years ago. Nobody needs to correct me on this, but it was a long time ago. And what it did is it covered the entire western part of the country from like Kansas and Nebraska over in 20 feet of ash.
Oh.
So if that If that happens, it would probably trigger another ice age and destroy humankind for the most part. There might be like, you know, small pockets of survivors somewhere. But you wouldn't be able to grow any food really or anything.
It would be a quick death.
It would be like night. Like it would be night for like thousands of years here. So NASA's like, what, you know, maybe if we fucking drilled some holes in that shit and tried to cool it off, maybe we can lessen the chance that it's going to blow up. And same, like these superstorms they fuck shit up. And yeah, there's more people now, there's more civilization, but whatever. Like, I like to go to the beach on the weekend. I don't understand why we can't come up with a fucking thing that we can shoot up in the clouds that just breaks the clouds apart and makes it sunny for me at the beach. Mm-hmm. Same with these massive superstorms. My heart goes out to Houston, Ed. I've never been there, but I have lots of friends there. It's a place that means a lot to me. It means a lot to this show. What's happened there is so devastating, and I just want all of our listeners in South Texas to know that our thoughts are with you guys during this time of unimaginable hardship. I just can't imagine what you're going through. You people are strong and proud, and I know you'll make it through, but my heart definitely breaks to see what you're dealing with. And I would encourage our listeners, if you are able to help out, find a worthwhile organization and donate to it, because these people need everything. It's just like Katrina, like their entire belongings are gone. Every fucking thing they had is just down the river, literally. So anything you can do. I saw one cool organization. It's called Operation Barbecue Relief. And they come in and they cook for all the first responders and all the displaced people. They just come in and they fucking go to set up in different locations. And they just barbecue food round the clock and feed people. And people don't think of that, you know.
People need people helping, and they can't help if they're starving.
And there's organizations. Everybody needs money, so if you can donate money, great. But organizations like this, you can go there if you're in town. You can go there and just help. They need people to help cook food, hand out food, round people up, and let them know where the food is. So if you want to check them out, it's called OperationBarbecueRelief.org. Look into them, and we're thinking of you guys.
Thing. You're doing one good thing this week. You know, donate to some organization helping Houston. If you're doing two good things, donate to us and Houston.
Right.
But make sure
Houston's two. That's two great things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Houston. We can let Houston go first now.
They'll go first this week. Yes. Maybe next week. But yeah, let's, you know, just
help them out.
You know, it's okay to do two good things in a week.
Absolutely.
I have, I don't know. If anybody wants to read, if they have, I got a book recommendation. I read it.
Oh,
I read it in London and
history book. Related? Okay.
No.
All right.
I think it might be the funniest book I ever read. It's definitely in the running with the Confederacy of Dunces. Like, I found myself like listening on the tube in London and like laughing out loud. And you know, when you're laughing out loud with like headphones on or something, like you look like a big fucking weirdo.
Oh, hold on. I would like to hear your recommendation.
Yeah.
But I need to know if this is a book you read.
I would have said listen to. Just have my headphones on because I don't like to interact with people.
Oh, gotcha.
So when I'm not listening to music, I'll just put the headphones on. Fucking dude from Baby Driver. Like I don't want anyone interacting.
I just wanted to make certain that we weren't dealing with the Jason Stewart situation, who likes to announce often that he's read things, and the things he reads are like the like airplane books, like John Le Carre novels.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, he's like, I read this great book. I'm like, oh, the kind of books my grandma reads, and then he's like, yeah, I was reading it in my car while I was driving. I'm like, wait. You're reading a book? Well, you know, the audio book. And I'm like, okay, that's not reading. That's listening. That's a podcast of a book.
It's weird to call it reading. Like, my first job out of college, I had to drive And I would just say, yeah. I listened to Colin Powell's autobiography. And I would just say, I listened to it. It's weird to say right. I read it. Like, no, you didn't. That's a different process. No, I've read it. Reading is
an investment. Like, you have to really commit to reading something, whereas listening is just, it's just on. You just put it on.
I can appreciate it. I mean, people are still consuming, like, if you're listening to a history book or something, like, it's still consuming the information, and you could be knowledgeable about something, but you didn't read it.
Agreed. Totally agree. Okay, continue.
So anyway, I read this on Kindle. And it's written by a former Letterman writer, and he was the co-head of that show, Get a Life, with Chris Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Resnick. And it's called Will Not Attend, Lively Stories of Detachment and Isolation.
And that's right up your alley.
Oh, my God. This guy is such an amazing writer. It's like I was dying of laughter. Like, just... I mean, he talks about like an incident he had. The first chapter is amazing. Like, he's talking about when he's seven and he stumbles upon bestiality in his neighbor's dad's like desk.
Oh my God.
And like how it's all about why he doesn't like interacting with people, all these different things about how he had to go to Disney with his sister-in-law that he hates and like just rips her to shreds. And like, there's just so many amazing, like just sort of grumpy, awesome. He's an exceptional writer. So it's like, you know, he can make like misery just be hilarious. And you can tell he's of the Letterman tree. Like it just works.
Yes, right.
It's so good. Like the first chapter is worth the $10, you know, cost on Kindle. The first chapter is amazing.
Right. Hold on. I have my notes app open. I have a books notes.
Yeah, Will Not
document.
Attend.
Will Adam, Not Attend.
I've by Adam it. Resnick.
Adam Resnick. I'm just going to put that on the list, and I might just, next book I need, I might just elevate this one to the top of the list.
It's a good palate cleanser. Recommendation. Like, it's a good palate cleanser. Like, I read, you know, some other book that was maybe like a, you know, a more serious topic or something. It's nice, like, easy read, probably 200 pages or 250.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a series of like, you know, 10, 12 different stories that are just funny. That's all it is.
Ed's, welcome to Ed's summer reading list. Okay. Anything else before we get to our emails?
No.
Okay. So, I got an email from my 7-year-old soccer coach. In the email, he refers to the field as a, quote, pitch, and his email signature indicates that he is an attorney. I really try to teach my kids the value of commitment and so forth, but we should quit before the first practice, right? That's from Dave in San Clemente. That's a tough spot to be in. You got a serious soccer guy he's going to be like, you're going to be like, I can't believe we lost 1-0. And he'll be like, whoa, you mean 1-0? Yes.
And he might say the score backwards too. I think they'll say 2-3.
Yes.
And, you know, if he's going to say pitch, I mean, we're in America. If he says pitch, what's to say he doesn't start calling it football?
Right. Oh, he does call it football. 100%. He calls it football.
But just
he might
the pitch
like dumb
part,
it down.
The pitch part, there's 100% chance he's a blowhard. 100%.
For sure.
Now, I live in a, there's a lot of expats here. Like, I guess people who work in the city that came from. So, like, my son is friends with, you know, European kids and, you know, and if those dads say pitch, like, I'll let it slide. But when you've got an American, you're dealing with, like, a grade-A asshole.
Oh, yeah.
This guy might be sharing his favorite indie band on email soon. Like, this guy's a problem.
I live with a foreigner, so oftentimes there are, like, words that you're like, what? Like, because they use different words. They have different words for shit. But that's... This guy's probably from here, and he just calls it the pitch. And they should let you, you know, you join a kids league, and they just assign you to a team, unless you get a little bit older, then they have drafts or whatever. But when you have young kids, they just take this group of kids and give them to this coach, this group of kids, whatever. And really, you should be able to do some interviewing as to who the coach is going to be, what his philosophy is. And by what his philosophy is, I mean, are you going to try to do a bunch of lame team building, barbecues, potlucks? This guy, the guy that calls it the pitch, he's going to want to organize a group event to go to watch the LA Galaxy or the new the Los Angeles Football Club. Well, last time we discussed this, I announced that we had three teams in LA. There was the LA Galaxy.
Isn't that Chivas?
Right? The newly formed, I'm not sure if they're playing yet, the LA Football Club, which is, I mean, pretty clever name. And then thirdly, Chivas USA. But I was informed via email or Twitter that Chivas USA no longer exists. So, or they might have moved out of the USA, or because there was a Chivas in Mexico, and this was like a sister club or something. Bottom line is, we got two clubs here, and this guy, the pitch guy, is going to want to get the team all together to go watch a game, which means Dave in San Clemente is going to have to go to this thing.
It's not okay.
No, it isn't.
What he should be able to do, if you know, you said the interview the guy, and that's good, but all he should really need to do at that point, he should be able to just take that email, forward it to the league commissioner, and just put in the like subject line, new team.
Yeah, yeah. Or what am I expect? How am I expected to react to this? Like, what's your course of action here? Because this isn't going to work for me.
Yeah, not okay.
The pitch. Like, who would he? And that's just a way to say, hey, look how much I know about soccer. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a guy that knows a lot of shit because look, I know the nomenclature.
Right.
Fuck off with your nomenclature, guy. Just call it the field.
Right.
We know it as the field. You know what else is a field? The fucking football field. That's what we know about. 100 yards.
My kid signed up for soccer, not European football.
Yeah. That's right.
Signed up for soccer.
That's exactly right. Next, they'll all show up with a leather strap to hold back their hair. And the first practice, he'll teach the kids how to pretend like they were tripped and roll around and grab their shin. You notice it's always their shin. They roll around and they, my fucking shin. He got me in the shin. Meanwhile, they got a protector on the shin.
The one
shin
part
is protected.
That they have pads.
It's the only pad they wear.
And also, what was he going to say?
Oh my God, soccer.
No, it's best to just move on. I was going to say, he's the type of guy who'd say, see the game last night? You'd be like, Monday Night Football?
Yeah,
be like,
yes.
No,
yeah.
Italia versus Britain. Be like, what?
España. Like, he calls them by the real name. Or you know how they all have nicknames, but we don't know what they are. So it'd be like, the Rabbitohs were playing the...
the Greens.
The Greenbacks. Calm down, guy. It's your thing. It's okay. Have your thing.
Yeah.
Everything. I got serious response guy on Twitter, and I just don't even respond anymore. I don't like try to settle anybody's hash or anything. But I made a tweet this weekend because in rugby, the USA Eagles were playing a test against the powerhouse France team. I don't know what the French team's called, but they have a name. And I retweeted USA Rugby, and I'm like, hey, this isn't on TV, but Little League Baseball is. Thanks, pedophiles. And so, which obviously I was going a long way to make a joke. And this guy responded, he's like, well, maybe that's because rugby isn't as popular in the United States. Like, this is one of these like whack off, like, hey, check me out. Like, I'm really into Little League and I'm like watching it and I'm really fucking excited. And obviously I was making a joke, like, watch your fucking Little League, loser. I don't care.
I loved, I saw a tweet this week where somebody goes, Little League World Series right before football season start. You know, it's always darkest before dawn. Like,
that's how they let you know. I mean, it's really become overblown. It's like constantly on. Like, they play the whole fucking
matches?
Tournament. Yeah, and the regionals. And I remember when I was a kid, they would play the final, like the U.S.
team.
Right,
they didn't televise. televise anything else.
Right. Versus Taiwan or whatever. And it's like, that. Okay, that's cool. Like, show the one game. That's fine. I will say, if I see that it's on, I won't watch it because I'm hetero and I don't want to get a watch list or anything. But I will flip past it and I'll just briefly watch it just to see if any of the teams from the South have a morbidly obese 13-year-old on the team. Yeah. Because there's usually a couple, like 300-pounders that are just get a lot of Chick-fil-A back home. So I will tune in to see that.
Well, I did see people tweeted it. There was one kid who made an amazing catch where he jumped like over the wall to catch it.
Oh, I did see that. I saw that on Twitter. Badass. Yeah, he did like a Mike Trout style, like lay out, sacrifice the body, make the catch and go over the wall. That was insane.
Right. But overall, no. No, don't.
Yeah, totally agree. Okay, another email. Oh, this is in response to last week. This is the guy that wanted to know what to do about the guy that was trying to sign him up for dad's club at his kid's school. A lot of dad. I like that people reach out to us for dad advice because we're pretty good at it.
Yeah, we're great at it.
Gentlemen, thank you for the advice. I believe it boiled down to put headphones on and avoid talking to people. World class wisdom. I mean, that is great advice.
Perfect advice.
The beauty is in the simplicity of it. While I appreciate the hilarious interpretation of my email as implying only Chinese people go to prestigious institutions of higher learning, I was inelegantly attempting to shit on the awful parents who insist their children be trilingual before they can wipe their own asses. That is a thing, by the way. Although perhaps Ed's annual sojourns to Europe indicates he, in fact, is one of those parents. Do you have the kids learning Mandarin yet, Ed?
Here's the thing. I'm all for, you know, giving your kids a well-rounded, you know, base. But the language thing I really struggle with because English won. Like, yeah. English is pretty much everywhere.
It's true.
I mean... When I was in like parts of Spain, like, you know, little markets, sometimes you had to break out some sort of broken Spanish, but like overall, like you can survive just fine with English. And I like took AP Spanish. I took Spanish like all the way through high school. And
me too.
I can maybe speak like 2-year-old Spanish. Like I can just bark out a few random words now. Like,
yep.
You lose it. So like, what's the point? What's the point?
Do you notice though that if you're immersed in Spanish, you know, like if you're, like you were just in Spain, after you're there a few days, like you start to get your groove a little bit, like you start to recognize a few words that the people are saying, and you're like, I got this, and you're like, you're communicating and you're really trying Spanish.
Yeah, but I mean, yes, I got a little bit better. Like there were a couple of, you know, my kids being real pains in the ass when it comes to eating. Like I had to say, no, just solamente. Like I started bringing out words I didn't know I had.
Right, nice, but like,
But like, you know, it overall, like that's all of my years of learning Spanish. Like I was able to order like pasta with butter with my for my kid. Like, like that's what it boiled down to. Like you you don't need all those languages. It's great. It's great when you hear, oh, he can speak 7 languages. Well,
but everybody speaks English.
But for me, like I was pretty good at Spanish towards the end and it's all gone. All gone.
Yeah, I know. Use it or lose it. This guy continues. Okay. On an unrelated note, sports question for Ed. Ed's a resident sports expert here. Let's say you're on a day trip to Atlantic City, chowing down on a wonderful casino buffet. The bottomless mountain diet Mountain Dews are starting to overwhelm your bladder's holding capacity. Oh, I think I see where he's going here, Ed. You excuse yourself from your plate of salad and fried chicken that are disturbingly the same temperature. While starting to make room for some more dew, you notice journeyman hurler and secret family cheapskate Bartolo Colon on one side and professional belt assassin Pablo Sandoval on the other. Which meat hammer do you choose, knowing full well that finding your target and completing your mission will require more than a quick peek? That's from Ryan and Ed. I believe this guy just snuck in a Daily's Choice.
He did.
Baby's choice. It's a choice I made.
Ed, what are your thoughts here? For people that are unfamiliar with the game, this is a game we play on the show where Ed is confronted at a urinal by two celebrities, one on either side of him. He only has a brief moment to glance at one of their dongs. Which guy is it, Ed? Pablo Sandoval, the Kung Fu Panda, or Bartolo Colon, who is like my dad's age and still pitching in the major leagues?
To me, it's pretty easy because there's one I really don't want to look at. Pablo Sandoval is just like a big fat guy, but it seems all proportional. I mean, he's not like particularly ugly. Bartolo Colon seems, you know, particularly like lumpy and all. Like he seems really gross.
He looks like that perm of his looks like if he takes off the hat, the hair is just actually a wig that's connected to the hat.
He's really just a
bald guy, and he's just wearing like a hat wig out there. So you're
Panda because I wouldn't be
interesting.
I know like the people think, well, I'd like to see the freak one, but to me, I just think Panda would not gross me out, whereas what's his name, Cologne, he's just pretty gross.
Panda's a pretty big dude. I mean, he's fat, but he's also like a pretty large human.
Yeah,
I imagine he is packing a fucking girth. Dominican kielbasa down there.
Yeah, the
like
girth
real
is unreal.
Yeah, a real, and he also, I believe, once hit 3 home runs in a World Series game. So that's a dude that's got a big, big sack of nuts on him. Like, I feel like he would almost have like a, it would almost look like he was deformed in some way because he would just have such a wide dick and just so much balls that you almost couldn't not glance at it. There'd be like a shadow of something out of the corner of your eye, and you'd be like, oh, is there like a midget in here? And you'd look down and it would just be his cock.
Right. Just an enormous, not even a baby's arm holding an apple, man's arm holding an apple.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Excellent. Thank you for that, Ryan. Speaking of, sports nomenclature, Ed, we got some bad news about our neighbors to the north this week. America's hat, Canada.
Yeah, we did. A Canadian data blog, the 10 and 3, has released a series of dialect maps based on a survey of 9,500 Canadians on the terms and pronunciations they use for 35 different terms, broken down by province and territory. So there were a lot of different ones. About 90% of the country uses toque instead of hat, like winter hat, I guess.
Yes. No, a toque is a chef's hat, isn't it?
I thought they was like a skull cap, like a...
Oh, like a beanie.
Yeah. They call but it they, toque. I think that's God. What's going on, which, oh my I mean, God. It's just a hat, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Likewise, only a small amount... a small percentage calls it colored pencils. They call it pencil crayons, most of the country.
Shut the fuck up. What?
Pencil crayons.
Pencil crayons?
You know
God.
Thing you dump your food in your sink and turn it on, the garbage disposal?
The garbage disposal, yeah.
Only about 50-50. Half the country calls it a garburator.
A what? A garburator?
You know, a hoodie, you know, hooded sweatshirt, a hoodie.
Yeah, hooded sweatshirt, yeah.
They call it a hoodie in almost the whole country, but in Saskatchewan, they prefer bunny hug.
Ed.
Yes.
I'm in shock. That's, you can't.
A bunny hug.
A sweatshirt is called a bunny?
A hoodie. A hoodie is a bunny hug.
Wouldn't you be embarrassed to say that?
I mean,
like, you would have to know that there's another name for it. You couldn't possibly go your whole life and go, "Hey, give me, hey Gord, Before we go out ice fishing, eh? It's going to be a bit cold today. I mean, pretty warm for here, only like 20 below, eh? But maybe grab your bunny hug and a 12 pack of, a 13 pack of Labatt's. That's shocking to me, Ed. Is there more?
Well, here's the big one. So, for the most part, Western Canada has the weird terms, and like Toronto, they're kind of just what you would say in America.
Yeah.
Although Vancouver is west, that's a real city. That's like a, you know, like,
oh, yeah, that's like
normal.
It's like North city. American Hong Kong.
Right. Yeah. Well, anyway, there was one glaring one where Western Canada got right and East, we're talking 50-50 split here. East Canada, half the country.
Yeah.
Calls kickball soccer baseball.
Shut up. No, they don't.
Soccer. No, they
don't. Soccer baseball. Baseball. Stop it. At least they don't call it football baseball. Football baseball.
So, Brian, the question is simple. What the fuck's going on in the Great White North?
Wow. I don't know. It's confusing because you could imagine this happening in the middle because there's not really anything going on. I think there's only like 30 million people in the whole of Canada. Might even be less than that. And they're all on the edges.
Right.
There's not, it's kind of like here, but worse. There's not a lot in the middle happening. There's not a lot of people hanging out there. So I could see like,
yeah, they say like supper.
Like the bunny hug thing. Like I could see that happening a little bit, like Saskatchewan's in the middle. Like I could see that happening there. And, but soccer baseball, that's the whole fucking right hand side of the country. And that's Toronto. Got Toronto. Yeah. Quebec. Montreal. Yes. Like real soccer places. Baseball. Yeah. Ottawa. So Ottawa's over there. Soccer.
Yes. There's a ball, but like the rules, you're kicking the baseball and playing by baseball rules. Kickball. Very simple.
Yes. Did you grow up? Did you play some kickball growing up?
There was a stretch where, like, yeah, I feel like
third,
there was
fourth
a gym,
grade.
Yeah, like the gym teacher's like, all right, that's what you're doing. And I remember really enjoying it. And
pretty
then it just
game.
Then it just fades from your life. Like, it's not like I've played kickball in, you know, since that time. Like, it's not the type of thing that, like, hey, let's go play kickball. Like, it just disappears after fifth grade.
It really depends on what kind of ball you've got, because if it's a soccer ball, you really turn it into a man's game, because you bomb that soccer ball, and that soccer ball's pretty hard. So if you're out there,
yeah, the outfield, if you're out there, dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, if you're out there playing the field and somebody fucking bombs a liner with the soccer ball, like you could be taking your life in your own hands.
I feel like in gym we had those like red
rubber
balls, and you could fucking tattoo those things.
Yeah, you could bomb them, but
your foot could sink into the half the ball by the time
right. But they tend to float, and they're real easy to catch. They're real soft. So
you could pop out.
Yeah, if you get it up in the air, somebody could just run under it and catch it. That's with one of those. You'd want to try to hit like hoppers, like choppers, like through the middle bouncers that are hard to field. Not long ago, I'd say it was probably about a decade ago, there was a thing happening where there was like kickball, like adult kickball leagues popping up around. And I thought that was like a little bit too much.
Seems like Jason Stewart would do that, right?
He's pretty serious. We haven't got his batting average recently, but he's pretty serious. He can't do, when we normally record the show on Tuesday nights, he can't do the show because that's his league night. He's playing softball in a league on Tuesday nights. I was driving recently, and it was the middle of the day, Ed, and I saw like a bunch, and it was like a weekday. It was like a Tuesday or Thursday. And I saw a bunch of guys practicing softball in the middle of the day.
You just didn't notice the other team. There was a
game. No. There was one guy, he was like pitching batting practice. And the other guys were out in the field, and they were like taking turns batting to get their practice wax in there.
Practice.
They were just practicing softball.
Don't you feel like that's the type of, I mean, we're talking slow pitch softball.
Yeah, yeah, this is what we're talking.
This is something that you your practice should be like maybe the opening pitch. You just want to see how it's coming in.
Right. Right.
But like, yeah, you swing on pitch two and then you're in the full swing. You could take 25 years off a softball.
Oh just, yeah, yeah, definitely.
That second pitch you're in. You've done all the practice you need.
Your practice is getting your hand used to that huge ball
right.
while setting down a Corona in between tosses.
Or maybe just tuck it under your arm while, you know, do a little Jim Abbott action. Like, yes. Kind of tuck the beer, and, you know, like, that's kind of what softball is, right?
That's a really, yes, totally. Wow. We should have got our Canadian correspondent, yeah. Lisa B., on to discuss that. Because she really, last time she was on, she really sorted me out on the pronunciation.
Calgary.
I'm pretty sure I've heard many a hockey announcer call it Calgary. She's like, I know Calgary. So I think she's sort of a modern Canadian. She might not know the old nomenclature.
I've got some, like, I'm just looking through these. It really is fascinating because they map it out. And like, I can understand this one, like rubber band, and then half the country or maybe a third of the country calls it elastic band. Like, that's not so crazy. It's not like soccer, rain gutters, and then a couple randos in the middle called eaves troughs.
Eaves trough. Oh, eaves troughs. Oh, yeah. Like it's because it's on the eave of the house.
Yeah.
And it's a trough.
Like this one's not so bad. The middle of the country calls grades marks for school.
Yeah, that's old timey. Right. Yeah.
Cutlery versus utensils versus silverware.
Yeah,
that's fine. All the
same. Yeah, it's kind of like the Coke how about versus decal? Pop.
Decal. Oh, yeah. The western half. The western half of the country pronounces decal. Decal.
Oh my gosh! In the west, that's the modern side.
I don't.
Wow.
Decal. Decal. Like
decal.
Oh. Check out that decal on how about somebody's just car.
Sticker. Well, there is, I mean, there's a little bit of that here, but not to an extent like the East Coast, West Coast. Like we, like here on the West Coast, we say it properly. We play catch. And you guys back where you're from, you guys have a catch.
Have a catch. Had a catch today.
Yeah. Had a catch. Went out and had a catch with them. And then also the inline online, like we stand inline, you guys stand online.
It depends on that one. Like,
oh, it's not always online.
It's sometimes I usually say inline. I won't say I exclusively say inline, but yeah. I don't recall saying online. But like,
it's either not or. Uncommon to hear
because online didn't mean anything until like 15, 20 years ago.
That's right. There wasn't a second meaning. I stood online waiting for those rush tickets. I just thought of another one. Oh, I lost it. Online, inline, have a catch, Coke pop. Oh, I lost it.
Parts of the country call couches Chesterfields.
Oh, yes. Get the Davenport. Have a seat. Go inside. Have a seat on the Davenport.
Yeah, I'll give him this one. Traffic cones for the most part, but half the country calls it pylons. Like, I've heard that.
Yeah,
that's not.
Yeah.
How about their name for mac and cheese is Kraft Dinner?
Oh, that's so fun. Well, I mean, that's
it's
crazy.
It's not really cheese.
Of course, yeah. They kind of have a point that it's not actual cheese, so they have something set up there, but that's crazy. Canadian language is crazy.
One last one. I misspoke when I said it's just a small part that calls it colored pencils and most call it pencil crayons. Apparently, you know that like northeastern island? Is that where our friend
yes,
Lisa is from?
Newfoundland. Yeah.
They just call it LEDs.
Shut the fuck up. LEDs.
Newfoundlanders go their own way with this one, calling it a LED.
Wow. That is crazy. Oh my gosh.
But they're the only so people shocking. In Canada calling it a hat instead of a toque, so.
Yeah. They get a little bit right. Okay. What else is going on in the world of sports? Oh, no.
Well, I got a little crazy when I clicked all these giant maps.
Did you watch this fight
Absolutely
by any chance?
Absolutely not. There was a lot of buzz around it. Like, it just kept building to the point where Michelle's like, are you getting that fight? I was like, no, I'm not.
No, No, not for $100. I kind of did that thing, that illegal thing, I guess, where I just like typed into Twitter, fight stream.
Yeah.
And I didn't, I've never done this before. I didn't realize that people will just have it on their TV and they'll hold their phone up the entire time.
Like a real drag for you.
Like, why would you do that? What do I care if you see the fight? I paid $100 for it. Why would I, what do I care if you get to watch it? It's crazy. And also the picture sucks. And half the time it was sideways. So I'm all it did was make me feel very glad that I did not pay money for that. And if they fucking do that again and you dummies spend 10 fucking cents on it, that's the beginning of end times right there.
And by the way, while we're talking about video with phones and stuff, we've seen a lot of great footage from Houston, you know, rescues and stuff. Goddamn. Can people just understand you turn your phone sideways when you're taking video?
Yes.
Up with fucking up and down.
Up sideways. And down video. Like you see a good fight on WorldStar, like, you know, like a subway brawl or something, Girl fight, they're ripping out hair, and it's got the whole side of the, there's two big whole blacked out sides of the screen, right? Because they've held the phone horizontal. Wasted. Wait, vertical.
I would like to see what was going on in the nearby area, but no, it's just blacked out.
Give me the whole picture. Like, we don't have square tube TVs anymore. Our TVs are big flat rectangles, and that's how we want to see shit. We want to see the whole wide shot. Okay.
All right. Well, a Pennsylvania woman was allegedly beaten up and shaved by her daughter and granddaughter Sunday because she reportedly turned up the radio for the preseason Steelers game too loudly.
Yeah.
40-year-old Dolores Amarino and 17-year-old Sarah Amarino were charged today with aggravated assault, criminal conspiracy, strangulation, terroristic threats, false imprisonment, simple assault, harassment, and criminal mischief. The Amarino's abuse included Dolores twisting the unnamed victim's arm, as well as Sarah hitting her in the face with a broom, choking with her bare hands and scarf, and shaving her head using scissors and a shaver. This all happened after the grandmother tried to watch the Steelers game on TV before switching to a radio. The victim was unhappy with the volume of the TV after the defendants turned the volume down low, so the victim locked herself in a bedroom and turned on the radio. The defendants broke the door jamb, entered the victim's room saying, "You don't need to listen to the game," and began abusing her, Smith said in the affidavit of probable cause. Now, Brian, I know we're talking about a woman in her 70s here.
Yeah.
But shouldn't the defense just stand up and remind the jury that this woman was loudly watching a preseason football game?
Well, I mean, it's seems like kind of an over-the-top reaction. But honestly, who's like, even just watching a preseason football game is so fucking boring. Like, they can't even sell tickets. Like, no one shows up to the games. I flipped past. There was a game on, was it last night? It was like Minnesota was playing somebody, and that Sam, what's his name? He's the quarterback of Minnesota now. Bradford. And I saw Bradford. I saw him getting interviewed. His eyes are really far apart, by the way. And he'd be a good match for that Raven on Bachelor in Paradise because they could both see any oncoming predators from the side. They could stand perpendicular to each other so that one could get the entire north and south and the other one could get the entire east and west. And no fucking mountain lions or coyotes or foxes could come, or birds could come get them because they have such great peripheral vision. But I turn on the game and somebody, I don't know if it was like an interception or some guy made a long run, scored a touchdown. And he was so fucking happy for himself. And he was like, you know,
well, I get it. These guys who are trying to make the team.
Yeah, but he ain't going to make the team, Ed. He's not going to make the team.
Some people do, right?
Couple guys.
But that's what I'm saying. There's like when there are 10 guys going for two spots and you score a touchdown, like you should be excited. That's
but also the guys, the guys that make the team, like they're not going to see the field, right? They're going to maybe play some special teams, hope for somebody to get hurt. Yeah, point is, you watch maybe the first series to see what your first team offense and defense do.
I disagree. I think you don't watch anything.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. I want. I don't watch regular. I don't watch playoffs.
Yeah, I love watching my team. Like I love watching the Redskins. Yeah. But I particularly don't watch any preseason football. Why would I want to see that?
No, me either. Totally agree. Okay, what else? Quick, we've really been talking here.
ESPN radio host Ryan Russillo was arrested early Wednesday for criminal entry in Wyoming. Officers responded to a call at 3:30 a.m. about a highly intoxicated male who was refusing to leave. Yeah. They found Russillo in a condo bedroom with bloodshot eyes and slurred speech. Jackson Police Lieutenant Roger Schultz told the News and Guide that Russillo was found naked with his pants around his ankles.
Yeah.
Ryan, why couldn't this have been Joe Buck?
Did you watch what was that show? It was Hank Azaria. It was on
IFC. I think I have three to go. Brockmire. It is Brockmire, a good show.
That show's so fucking funny.
It is good.
It's really funny. And Joe Buck's on it. And then you see Joe Buck on it and he like tries to be all dirty and he like cusses and stuff. And it's like, you're just trying too hard, buddy. I just can't.
You're addicted to plugs. I can't look at it.
You're a plug addict, and I just can't take you seriously. I can't laugh at you, but that show is really funny. Brockmire, IFC. Hopefully they do another season. This situation, I don't know. I know who this guy Ryan Russillo is. I believe he spells it R-Y-E-N.
Yes. Yes, he does.
That's an issue.
But I don't know him. Like, is he... I really don't know the person.
Real, just like straight sports guy. He's on ESPN radio and he's just like, hey, let's talk about sports. And he's like LeBron James and Tom Brady and we're talking sports here. And I'm sure he's a good guy. I think the real villains here are these homeowners or condo residents. It's my understanding that these condos, it's like this was like a bank, like one of those big, just like massive condo complexes.
Yes.
Where, and everybody's on vacation. So it's like, they all kind of look alike. So no one's exactly sure where they're going. We've all done this. Oh my God. One time I was staying at a hotel in Vegas and I'd been overserved, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
And I must have fucking walked the halls and the highways and the byways of the Mandalay Bay for hours.
And it's because enormous.
We were down like at the end of the hall was a suite. I was staying with a bunch of guys in a suite and it was way down the end. So you get off the elevator and then you trek it like 3 miles down to the end and oh shit, this isn't my room. So what I'm saying is while I've never been like blacked out like my guy Ryan Russillo was in this situation, I can understand it. This does happen to people. And how about you lock your door? Like you're just, he didn't have a key. He just came in and then maybe he came in. Yeah. He's a little wasted. Just let him sleep it off. Like put him in the kid's bed. He's fine. He's obviously not. I know the having the pants down part was like a little bit. Just throw a sheet over the guy or an Afghan comforter. Let him sleep it off. Like, he's fine. He's not going to hurt anybody. This drives me crazy. Remember when the great A-list actor, Bob Downey Jr., he was...
Wonder Woman?
Now he's Iron Man.
No. Wasn't he dressed like Wonder Woman?
I don't know about that.
I'm pretty sure he was.
He might have been. I don't know. He showed up at some... He lived in Malibu. He liked to tie one on. He was all fucked up. He had a heroin problem. Crack.
Yeah.
He shows up. He accidentally walks into his neighbor's house and fucking crashes in the kid's bed and he's passed out. And the neighbor wakes up and sees him there. What do? They call the fucking cops. It's Robert Downey Jr. Like, just let him sleep it off or just politely wake him up and send him home. Like, what kind of world are we living in that we got to call the fucking cops on everybody?
He was busted with three bags of cocaine and a Wonder Woman outfit.
Is that true? I didn't know about the Wonder Woman outfit. Wow. Bob. Yeah. And Bob
was into the superheroes before we knew.
He's sober now. Yeah. And he was a well-known guy. Like anybody that had seen back to school. They knew who fucking Robert Downey Jr. was. Like, the guy's a well-known guy. Just let him sleep it off. Like, go easy. Same with this Ryan Russillo. Like, politely push him back out the door or just let him sleep or whatever. But I don't think the cops needed to be involved in this situation. And also, lock your fucking door so randos don't just walk in.
I have experience with this.
Oh, do you?
When I was in Denmark, I went to bed Lars. In one of these kind of complexes, and I was overserved that night and probably forgot to lock my door. But it was one of these complexes, and yeah, I got what I deserved for leaving the door. I was the inside spoon for a naked Danish man.
But Klaus really wanted to have sex with you, didn't he?
I mean, he was asleep. So,
probably not. So maybe he did have sex with you.
But my ass didn't hurt. So yeah,
right.
I don't know. I think it would be a stretch. I may have had sex with a man.
The question is begged. What was Klaus packing?
You know,
was he put together?
From what I remember,
did he have a real Danish down there?
I didn't call the cops. But I did tell him to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Was he packing the fuck out. My clothes. I was like, I don't give a shit. Get the fuck out. And I was like one of those women that pushes the naked guy out of the room. But I remember him to be very tall and not proportionate.
Oh, really? He didn't have a serious cheese Danish down there, huh? Just like more of a donut hole?
He didn't have a big pickled herring downstairs.
Wow.
But yeah, I didn't call the cops. Hey, listen, mistakes happen, but hit the bricks, Klaus.
Yeah, beat it. Like, we get it. We've all been drunk. I've never been that drunk, but we've all been drunk. So just.
I was under the covers. He was over the covers, but I was still sort of the inside spoon. Like, he was spooning the silhouette of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not my favorite wake up story.
No, that is not good. Okay, Ed.
Yeah.
This is America, and we like to think that we're the best at everything. And while some of that is open to debate, there is one category where we, without question, lead the world.
Yes.
And of course, I'm talking about war. Mm-hmm. You fucking step to us. I mean, we spend like more than half of our tax money on war, so we should be pretty fucking good at it. Yeah. You know, like we're pretty committed to it. So if you want to step to us in war,
our police officers have tanks now.
Yeah, we will fuck you up in war. Come at us and you're going to get fucked up. Well, Ed, the only real like sort of potential rival that we have in the war area, if the Cheeto hued dipshit that's in charge right now were to get us into something, World War Trey would be China. And that, again, that's like, they just got their first aircraft carrier and it's like real piece of shit. So I don't think they're like real.
It would be ugly just by the sheer numbers, but like, they still don't have nearly as much shit as we do.
But the thing is, this ask Stalin's Russia in World War II, if you got the fucking most people to march in front of bullets, it's only a matter of time until you end up overtaking the enemy, because you could just keep fucking rolling waves and waves of people out there to fight. And they got plenty of people.
Yeah, it'd be like March of the Wooden Soldiers with them. Just keep coming at you.
But Ed, China is actually losing ground in this way, not because of a lack of funding or technology, but instead because of the real scourge of empty calories and excessive wanking.
They're becoming American.
A rising number of young Chinese people are failing fitness tests required to join the army because they are too fat and masturbate too much. The high rejection rate has triggered concerns that there are not enough youths in good physical condition to fill the ranks of the Chinese army. A poor diet and frequent masturbation leading to abnormally large testicular veins.
Whoa, what do they do? They're,
they're really wanking it, Ed.
They must be edging.
Are believed to be behind falling fitness levels, according to a report published in a state-run military newspaper. Authorities also think the constant use of smartphones and drinking water with too high a mineral content are to blame. Yeah, that mineral is mercury. In one city, 56.9% of potential recruits were rejected after failing fitness tests. One in five was simply deemed too fat. Ed, should our nation stand by and watch while Red China dominates us in the jerk-off game?
Yeah, this is our thing.
Also, yeah, and how can they be out-fatting us? Like, that's haven't right. they heard of Wisconsin?
Cheese curds.
Exactly, ranch.
Yeah, the thing you have to remember about China, the sheer numbers, but you know, this is the same country that for like 1,000 years everybody had the same haircut, that right. stupid shaved forehead,
the mo
ponytail, the
oh yeah
no
oh, most oh people, you're talking like boxing, the boxer mo. Rebellion.
I'm talking about the Qing dynasty or Qing yeah. dynasty.
Yeah,
like,
oh, sure.
Uh-huh. Shave your forehead and keep your head, or not shave it and lose your head. That whole thing. Like,
yeah.
These guys, I think, you know, it's contagious. Whatever their thinking is. So if one guy's gonna overeat and jerk himself off into oblivion, they're all gonna do it. Yeah. And this is the hope that we have, because we're not really doing well in the leadership department right now, but I feel confident that our military is as badass as ever.
Oh yeah, we'll fuck them up.
Like I feel pretty confident that China's leader is a little more sane than ours right now.
Yeah, that's true.
But I can imagine that, like, yeah, they're gonna go full bore, just like with that haircut for 1,000 years. These guys are edging like crazy, and their balls are going to explode.
I'm not buying this whole enlarged testicular vein situation. Like, that's kind of like it'll make you go
like Johnny
blind.
Dangerously?
Yes. Yeah. It's like they're feeding you a line of bullshit to make you stop wanking, because I'm pretty sure, like, there's no – you couldn't possibly over-wank. It's like that – it's like where they – that – like fake for dormitory sign that you see sometimes that yes. says like, are the drains are getting clogged up from your too right. much jizz. Like, that doesn't happen. Don't believe that.
And no, Ed, I mean, there was a good stretch for me. There's no chance that too much masturbation will ruin.
No,
I can tell you.
It's, yeah. When I was in my late teens and early 20s,
beat my dick like it owed me money.
Yeah, I was really cranking them out. Ed, remember a few months back when France elected a new president?
Yeah, beat the Nazi.
Yeah, everyone was worried some Nazi Brad was going to get the gig, but in the end, the country saw fit to elect a populist, or should I say a Falloist leader, since... It was discovered or learned or was known, actually, that he had hooked up with his wife when he was 16 and she was his 40-year-old teacher.
May, December.
Yeah, I'll say. But alas, it's more like May. May 25 years from now.
Yeah, that's right. May next November.
Yeah, May in the 60s. But alas, Ed, the Macron era has not started smoothly, as he is now embroiled in a rouge-stained controversy, as it has been discovered that he spends nearly 10 grand a month on makeup.
Oh, no.
Emmanuel Macron, who has been president of France for just over 100 days, has been ensnared in yet another controversy after the magazine Le Point reported that he has already racked up a makeup bill of 26,000 euro, $30,700. His representative said the spending was the result of a, quote, emergency situation, and that future makeup costs would drop significantly. Ed, two questions. Do French dudes tips rock foundation on the daily? And if this dude is dropping 10 grand a month on lip liner, does that mean that his fellow Frenchman John Depp is into the six figures?
That's right, because he's
French.
He's wearing 10 times the makeup of any other man on earth.
He's got the guy liner on every single day. The man wears eyeliner every day.
Well, he's just turned pirate. Like he's just full pirate now. The thing about this the emergency, like this means he's had some wicked cold sores, right?
Right, the herb. Like, mouth
like
herpes.
He's had some bad herpes flare ups. Because now what? Or like. His old wife is beating him up, and he's going to come with black eyes. Like,
yes. Oh, I walked into a door.
Yeah. Yeah. Very clumsy. I'm very clumsy.
it was my fault. I tripped again. Fell down all of the stairs.
She doesn't know to just work the ribs. Yes.
Yeah, she hasn't learned the pressure points. Pretty shocking, and not like doesn't really do a lot for the machismo of the French populace.
Did you ever listen to the Dan Carlin, like those 3-hour podcasts?
I've listened to a couple of them. Yeah,
he did a really cool one on World War One.
Yeah, like I heard that one. Parts. Yeah,
and he's talking about it, and like the French were such badasses.
Yeah,
and then like you know the bending over for the Nazis and you know the sham government, like and like immediately the narrative turned them into pussies. And they used to be such badasses, so you would think they'd be trying to like crawl out of that situation,
right? But they're going the opposite direction.
Yeah, they're doubling down.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunate.
Like he's gonna show up looking like Marie Antoinette soon.
Yeah,
he's gonna show up for like a press conference and be like, "All right, here's where the money was spent. Here we go. Let them eat cake."
Powdered wigs and drawn on moles.
Right. What is he doing?
That'd be so good.
Yeah. Okay, you caught me. I was just building up a nice base.
He should go that direction. Because
that would
bathe.
Make more sense. But if he did show up like that, you'd be like, well, it makes sense. He has been using a lot of makeup.
Right, and it
like,
is
he
France.
Just looks like a pretty nice-looking dude, but he's definitely covering up for flare-ups.
Totally.
Flare-ups black eyes. The wife punched him because she noticed the flare-ups, and she's like, hey, I've been sleeping with you since you were in diapers, kid.
I don't know how that works, but you could probably speak to it pretty well, Ed. Like, how long do those mouth herpy flare-ups typically last? Do they... Are they on there for a while, or is it something that goes away pretty quickly?
I'll let you know. I've had one for 17 years.
All right. Joining us now is our very own pop culture correspondent. Everybody knows her. Many, many love her. Her name is Fancy Sauce. How are you doing today, Kate?
Doing very well. If you don't know me, hey Ed. If you don't know me, hi.
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
What? No emails today, shockingly. Let's just get right into
it. I was just looking at something on the internet.
Oh, no. Vocal fry. So weird.
About what constituted a presidential scandal 3 years ago today.
Oh, yeah.
And it was that... President Obama wore a tan.
I was going to say he wore a tan suit. One time he wore a tan suit
to a press conference, and everyone on Fox News was up in arms and could not shut up about it.
Yes.
Oh God.
I once worked. Yes.
Well, how times have changed.
I like that they've changed their tune. I like that they're now just like really, very actually fair and balanced.
Yeah, absolutely. It is.
Yeah.
Good, Good and even-handed approach.
I need everyone's thoughts and prayers because I can't find my tortoise.
Yes.
My tortoise that is an was issue. Outside Kate has, and I have lost it.
Kate has put her tortoise
I'm very sad.
Out in the sun.
I need some good
to have
thoughts
a day.
For Louie.
And it's gone and it's buried itself somewhere.
Or an animal has gotten it. I really hope that
I don't think
happen.
An animal has gotten it.
We don't have a lot of outside space, so the fact that we can't find it is crazy.
But it digs itself in the mulch.
It's not the first time we've lost it.
They tend to not move so fast, right? I mean, you must have left him out there for a while.
Yeah.
Well, he covers a lot of ground. He was out there for like an hour. Usually it's fine. It's the middle of the day.
He can actually get moving.
Yeah, he covered.
Yeah, maybe he got in a race with a hare or something.
He covers some ground. He's so cute. I hope he's not dead.
Do you think Canadians still call rabbits hares?
Well, a hare is a certain type of...
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's separate to a rabbit.
It is?
Yeah, a hare is not a rabbit.
Shut up. Like a jackrabbit.
It's big.
Bigger than a jackrabbit? A hare is a jackrabbit.
Maybe.
Okay.
Brian, never argue with an Australian about rabbits. They know all kinds of stuff about their rabbits.
Oh,
problem.
Some...
They know...
Yeah.
Rabbits are not...
they're invasive.
Yeah. They were introduced by Europeans, and we can't get
rid of them. British dude just wanted a pet rabbit, so he took like two over, and like 2 years later there were 10.
Same with donkeys, a lot of wild donkeys, and same with camels, a lot of wild.
There's
camels.
More wild camels in Australia than there is in the Middle East.
Yes, there's so many.
You guys are all fucked up. And what are those kangaroos? What the fuck are those things?
Those are fine.
Yeah, but what are they?
They are a.
The guy's name was Thomas Austin. Yeah. 1850.
They're a large marsupial.
Yeah, they got a big ass tail.
They jump.
1859, he brought the first two rabbits over. By 1920, they had 10 billion
fucking
rabbits.
So many rabbits.
Also, didn't they bring something?
We don't have any
they brought something
natural
over
predators
to
for
kill
these
the rabbits that also went out of control, like some kind of fox or something.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Do you want to get started on the news?
Let's hopefully the turtle.
Well, I'm gonna have to get
up
in the morning and slash the whole backyard.
Yeah,
to
slash
find
and burn.
It.
Slash and burn.
And I'm not gonna sleep all tonight.
Good luck,
really
buddy.
Bad.
Yeah.
No, it's gonna be me.
He's just having a night out. You know.
I hope so.
If possible, could we? If the need.
I hope it wasn't a bird of prey or my neighbor's fucking huge cat that hunts.
If there was,
here.
If the need were to be, could we maybe find an identical tortoise?
Well, we'd have to,
somewhere.
And we could never speak about this.
Like one that looked exactly and was exactly the same size.
That would be hard, but we could
yes.
try.
Oh, come on. We've all seen that episode of The Brady Bunch. You cannot replace Kitty Carryall.
We could probably pull it off due to your daughter's utter lack of interest.
You're much more interested in the tortoise than is she. Okay, Kate, what is going on? I'm much more interested in the world of pop culture and what is happening in Fancy Pop.
Well, Selena Gomez's Instagram account just got hacked, and whoever did it posted nudes of the Biebs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that means she was carrying around naked pictures of him on her phone?
Yeah, that doesn't... Yeah, her.
No.
Oh.
They just hacked her Instagram.
So
I'm not sure where the nudes came from.
So a hacker put
like as if she posted it, and then they put with the comment, look at this little N star 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 A word little shrimpy.
So he wasn't, because in the other full frontal pictures of him, he was representing pretty well, but he'd gotten some blood into it, which is the way to do it.
So yeah. That happened.
This was after a swim.
Yeah, it could have been. Had he been in the water?
He does look like he's about to sit down in a hot tub. So maybe he was in the hot tub and then stood up.
I'm on Perez Hilton. Will he show? Oh, Twitter.
TMZ didn't show it, and I didn't look any further.
You continue, and I'm gonna have a look, and then I'll send it to Ed. Instagram. Justin Bieber. I want to see the NSF dub. Pictures here.
Oh, well, I'm sure you can find them.
Yeah.
So you guys were talking about Texas, obviously. Mm-hmm. And the pummeling it's getting.
Awful. Horrible.
And a lot of celebrities have come out and donated some cash, which is nice to see.
I saw on The Rock, I follow Dwayne Johnson on Instagram, and well, he's basically the best dude ever.
The Rock, I want to run for president.
He's a great dude.
So Kevin,
everybody loves
Kevin him. Hart has been shaming celebrities to donate money,
right,
to the Harvey relief. He's donating $25,000, which I feel like is not that much. I feel like Kevin Hart has all of the money.
Yeah, but I mean, $25,000 is
that's still fine.
Yeah, no, that's a good it's contribution, good. Especially it's good. Because you're publicizing, giving $25,000, and then publicizing.
But what's happened
it,
is he's calling out specific celebrities to match his gift, which not necessarily awesome. He calls out The Rock.
I'm good with that.
Steve Harvey, Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle.
I like that. He knows who
Jay-Z, Beyonce, Timberlake, Jerry Seinfeld, putting those people on the under the spotlight.
Yeah, every one of those could
That's fine, but this article, and I kind of agree, some celebrities want to make charitable donations without the publicity.
Right.
Well, they're doing it because they want to, not because they want people to know that they did.
Right. Agreed.
So it does make it hard. It makes it a little hard too. It's like
any donation is good.
I agree. Give up some money, guys.
I guess the big news is Taylor Swift finally dropped some new music on us.
Oh, I've been
waiting. Look What You Made Me Do is the name of her single.
It's
off her upcoming record. Reputation is the name of it.
I want to go on the record as saying I have not heard this song, but what I do know is that
I played it earlier.
I wasn't listening. Oh. I hate Taylor Swift. And from what I can tell via Twitter, everyone hates this song.
Well, I was on Twitter this weekend and I didn't have any idea what anyone was talking about. And so I texted Brian and said, well, you're kind of plugged into this world. Barely. What is everyone talking about? And you kind of gave that kind of explanation. You're like, I think she had a song that people don't like, but I don't know.
It's an average song. A lot of buzz. She talks about revenge a lot in the song. Mm-hmm. So it seems like she's got some axes to grind, probably with Kanye West.
Yep.
Probably with Kanye West's wife, Kim Kardashian, for blowing up her spot with that video where she has Taylor on the record, on the phone, giving Kanye permission to talk about her and his song Famous, which she then claimed that she never allowed him, gave him permission.
Yeah, but they had tape of it.
So she's a liar, and that's fine, but she's mad. And she's in this video, it's all about how the old Taylor is dead. And this is the new one.
There's a
new badass one.
Well, I hated
one.
The old one, and I'm sure I'm going to hate the new one.
Right. So, but yeah, this...
Didn't Garth Brooks do
this
that?
The song has not been
Chris
well
Gaines.
Received.
You're talking about Chris Gaines.
Yeah, Chris Gaines. Same soul patch, new artist.
Yeah.
He was the best. He had bangs. He's like, I'm Garth Brooks, but now I got bangs, and I'm moody.
I feel like pop music these days is generally like 95% shit. So I feel like this song, even though it's not good, it's still going to make it. All you have to do is play the song like over and over on the radio. It gets in your head and then you're like, yeah. All right.
She has so...
It's okay.
Yeah.
And she's got so many fans, diehard fans.
And she's got mad power over these radio stations.
So, but she still sucks is the news, really.
Totally. She sucks. She's the worst.
The styling, the general styling in her music video is, I think, in my humble opinion, it's tragic.
Well, I've been waiting for her to peak. And
well, that was a 1989. Might have been her peak.
These
we'll
things
see.
Have an ebb and a flow. There's not very many artists that have 20 plus year.
This Gaga
power.
Could have a run for its money.
Yeah, Gaga, very talented. She's, reinvents, which is key. This Taylor tries
also,
to reinvent.
Also, she doesn't get in beefs with petty beefs with people.
Right, but everything she does is so forced. I found the Bieber nudes, but it's like...
Oh, thank goodness.
It's like a picture of Selena Gomez, who has 125 million followers on Instagram,
she
by the way.
She has the most followers on Instagram of anybody, I believe.
And I mean, it's, You guys got a decent cock. It's not hard, but yeah, he looks all right.
Well, we've spoken about Bieber's dong before.
Yeah, he's got a nice dick.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Moving on. Mm-hmm. The actor who played Suge Knight in Straight Outta Compton has been charged with 4 counts of assault. This is not the first time either. R. Marcus Taylor. Mm-hmm. According to TMZ, where I get a lot of my important world news.
The real news, yeah.
Apparently punched a couple of people a couple of weeks ago. He was at a restaurant in Greenbrook, New Jersey. Carrabba's Italian Grill.
Are you familiar? Are you familiar with Greenbrook, Ed?
Have you been to?
Never heard of it.
That might be a Philly suburb.
He got in a heated argument with the manager at this restaurant. Things escalated, and Taylor allegedly punched a man in the face repeatedly.
Just like the real Suge.
Pummeled him.
Just like the real Suge.
You know what? I have a feeling the guy never heard That's a Wrap, like after the movie. Like, he never realized that was the end of the
no one ever called
the
scene.
No, he became the guy.
And then in the ensuing chaos, several people dragged Taylor out of the restaurant, and a big brawl followed.
It would take several
During
people.
The commotion, Taylor apparently also punched a woman on the side of her head. He's been charged with 4 counts of assault, 1 count of criminal mischief, and 1 count of disorderly contact.
I mean,
conduct.
This is really going to hurt him in all of like the Lifetime movies, like all the other Suge Knight lookalike roles that come up.
Well, he's certainly not going to get new roles. I'm looking where he is. It's like Western farm country of New Jersey. Like, I don't even know. You're not picking up roles in that area.
What's he doing out there? What is going on?
Maybe that's where he's from.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, this is the second time he was, in the last few months, he's found himself in trouble for violence. Back in May, he was arrested for slamming a bodyguard in Miami Beach.
I texted Ed about this.
I feel like if you're going at it with bodyguards, you do not give any fucks. Or you're huge.
And also, why would this guy need bodyguards?
Well, maybe it was someone else's bodyguards.
Oh, right. That's a good point.
Just a bodyguard.
I was thinking of that name, Suge, because I was watching like the pre-fight coverage for that fight this weekend, and I saw Sugar Ray Leonard was doing like the commentary, and I thought to myself, there is no more badass name than Ray Leonard. What's your name? My name's Ray Leonard. Well, you're a bad motherfucker if you're called Ray Leonard. That's a badass's name. And then you go and you put Sugar at the beginning of it. You're like, I'm not Ray Leonard. I'm Sugar. Just call me Sugar Ray. Like, because I'm sweet. I'm sweet on you, so just call me Sugar Ray. Like, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. It was like a childhood name that stuck with him.
He was always douchey. Yes. Like, it suits Sugar. Hagler won this.
Oh, yeah, he totally did. Not to pull a fancy sauce here and drop names.
Uh-oh.
But he once checked out in front of me at a grocery store. And I was like, I wasn't 100% sure. I'm like, who's that little black guy? I'm like, is that Ray Leonard? And then he bounced, and I asked the checker. I'm like, hey, was that Sugar Ray Leonard? And she's like, huh? And I'm like, that guy that just checked out. And she's like, I don't know. He wrote a check. And then she showed me his check.
He wrote a check.
This is like 15 years ago. Back when people wrote checks. I don't
know.
Yes. Yes.
No.
He wrote a check.
They had ATMs 15 years ago.
It was before they had like those card machines. I was in my early 20s, so it might have been 20 years ago.
I feel like you haven't been able to pay with your debit card for that long.
No, he wrote a check. Yeah. He wrote a check. And it was his check.
Checks are pretty sick.
Yeah.
Especially when you like you go on online with your bank's website and you choose like the design you want.
Looney Tunes? You're like, I want the Bugs Bunny checks.
And the font.
Like, you open a new account, and they're like, do you want some checks? And you're like, yeah, you better give me some, like, to pay my cleaning lady and stuff. And they're like, okay, which ones do you want?
We do pay the cleaning lady with a check.
I go, give me the cheapest ones.
And they were the Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have to have...
Once in a while.
I mean, we do too.
They do exist, but at a store?
No, not at a store, never.
No.
Never.
While we're on the topic of Suge, I don't know if I've ever mentioned, but
you met him.
I have met him.
Oh, no, shut up.
At a nightclub in LA a long time ago.
Was he like, what's up?
He tried to scoop me up and my friends and like kind of like herd us to his like VIP section.
Shut up.
And I knew who he was and I was like, hell to the no.
So, Kate, tell us.
He's a massive person.
Is Suge Knight a loudcomer? Gross. I bet Suge Knight.
I imagine some baritone noises coming.
Suge Knight is packing a hog.
It's a terrifying thought.
He is. He's a big
dude. I would not have allowed him in our apartment. I don't know if he is or not because it didn't go down.
I believe he played O-line at the at UNLV, the Runnin' Rebels.
For Randall Cunningham?
Maybe. You know who else went to UNLV? My guy, Guy Fieri.
Oh, well.
Nice.
Just picking up some seasoning there.
Absolutely. Okay, Kate, what else is going on in the world of pop culture?
So In-N-Out Burger is suing Smash Burger. I don't know what Smash Burger is, but apparently they've got a triple-double, and it's hurting. It's messing with In-N-Out's marketing.
There's a Smash Burger just here down the road.
Well, maybe we should do it.
Comparison?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've called their burger the triple double, which infringes on In-N-Out's double double.
They didn't. Copyright. In-N-Out actually didn't specifically trademark the name triple double, although it claims its patrons are known to customize orders with similar terms. That is true.
4x4?
Right.
Yeah.
3x3, 4x4. So, yeah, in the suit, it says Smash's move is causing confusion in the marketplace, screwing with their burger biz.
Would you like to know my In-N-Out order?
I know yours, but I'm sure everybody else. Okay,
what is my order?
Yours is a triple, double.
Got it wrong. Okay.
Yours is a double.
Yeah,
and it's animal style.
That's right,
and if you're on your like keto plan, it's. Yeah.
Yes.
It is protein style
animal
as well.
Style, animal style, protein style.
Right.
That's right.
But if it's a cheat day, it's not. It's just regular buns.
Right. You pretty much nailed it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I've been through the drive-thru with you.
Yeah, let's keep an eye out for that.
You know what? Smash. We're going on a road trip on Friday. We'll Instagram story.
We're for sure hitting In-N-Out.
That's the only 7.5-hour drive.
That's the only place to go in the middle of the state.
That's true.
Okay, what else is going on, Kate McManus?
Well, this might be my favorite story. Ed sent this to me.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So,
do you and Ed have an email relationship?
Well, I think you forwarded it to me. Sure. But yeah, Ed can email me direct.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
Tim Allen, the home improvement actor, determined to define his late career by putting the back in tool time, does not apparently understand evolution or evolution.
Most people don't.
Apparently, he took to Twitter. I can see his tweet here, and he tweeted this. If we evolved from apes, why are there still apes? No question marks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
we all evolved from a thing.
I'm not sure what to say about this. Anyway, a lot of people tried to help him out.
Right. Did it say something about having a common ancestor? That's what evolution is.
Yeah, there were a lot of like videos and articles.
We didn't evolve from apes. Apes
trying
and
to,
us
trying to explain evolved to him
from
about,
a common ancestor.
About evolution.
Which is pretty easy to understand.
He's 64. If he doesn't understand the basics of evolution by now, it's not too late.
Yes.
I'm just saying, like somebody that replied to him, why didn't you type that into Google?
Right. Yeah, Google it.
Right?
Good advice.
You can find out.
I mean, maybe he missed that lesson when he was doing a hard time for drug
trafficking. he's got his mugshot. He's got a sick flavor saver.
Oh, the cookie duster.
Yeah, he's got a serious flavor saver in that mugshot. This is a good time not to drop names again.
Yeah, but here we go.
I did encounter Tim Allen on a train ride.
Was he wearing a leather jacket?
I was in the bar car, and the bar car was filled with Amish people standing there eating box lunches and drinking Sprites. And I'm like, this is, and I was pretty drunk, and I'm like, this is kind of weird. This fucking car, this whole car is filled with Amish people and me and my buddy. And it's pretty crazy. And then to up the ante a little bit, Tim Allen walks in wearing a leather jacket in the middle of September, 100 degree September day, and he orders a water, and he was about 5'7". And I'm like, whoa, that's kind of weird. That's TV's Tim Allen.
Buzz Lightyear is a real
one. Stacked a lot of chips.
Where did we just go where it was hot out and people were wearing sweatshirts and stuff?
I don't know, but you do see that.
Is that a Disneyland?
Might have been. I don't know.
And like a lot of people were rugged up, but it was people get so rugged. Hot out.
That's an Australian term, rugged.
Yeah, we get rugged up.
That's when you bundle up. Okay.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, you get rugged. Ed likes when the fall weather hits, it gets a little brisk out. He can put on one of his many Maryland sweatshirts and get all rugged up in his Terps gear and head out and go say hi to Hoboken Jesus.
I've got Terps gear for seasons.
Okay.
Kate, it's going to be fall soon.
Kate, what else is going on?
We have two more months before it's officially fall. The first day of fall for me is the day that daylight savings ends.
Oh, that's annoying.
And it's dark at 4:30 and it's depressing.
Yeah, they move it around.
And it gives me, what's it called? Seasonal affectation disorder.
Seasonal affective disorder. Yeah.
I don't fucking know. Uh-huh. I'm not a doctor.
No.
All right. Moving on.
All right.
While we're on the topic of huge losers, rapper Joey Badass has canceled some concerts after bragging about gazing at the eclipse last week without special eyewear.
Oh, you mean like the president of the United States?
He tweeted, right.
That footage where he's like, no!
He has canceled a bunch of shows, and he tweeted on Monday, am I crazy for watching the eclipse today with no glasses? I've sungazed before and afterwards saw colors for a whole day. I didn't die, though.
Oh, wow. It's pretty good logic. He and Tim Allen.
And then he doubled down and said, this ain't the first solar eclipse, and I'm pretty sure our ancestors ain't have no fancy eyewear. Also, pretty sure they ain't all go blind.
I'm pretty sure they ain't look at the sun because it hurt their eyes.
He and Tim Allen should start their own like Atlas Shrugged kind of like elite community of like the great brands.
Or they do like a Crossfire style show where we just introduce very simple topics that everyone understands.
What are the odds that Joey Badass is like, also a flat earther?
100%. There's no chance he's not a flat earther. Also, is it just me? Too many rappers now. There's so many Lils and there's Joey.
There's
Badass,
a lot. It's hard to keep track of
many.
Them all.
There's too many and they're all terrible. It's hard to curate,
The problem is, I mean, it exists elsewhere, but we cycle through pop stars endlessly, but it's usually their name. But the rap guys, they have to come up with a name like a cool sounding a
catchy
name. Like you very rarely get some guy just using
like
his own
Joey
name.
Badass so, is
so like you get these super lame things. Joey Badass with
$2 bill signs for the S's.
Like, horrible.
They just ran out of names. There's just not that many. Like Kendrick Lamar,
his name.
That's just who he. That's his name. But like when these guys are trying to be
my
clever,
favorite rapper.
It doesn't work anymore. We're just out of names. The Wu-Tang Clan used up all.
Well, they got a lot of guys.
My favorite rapper was my favorite rapper name was just Mike Jones.
Oh yeah, I'm in love with the stripper.
Mike Jones. Yeah, Mike Jones.
Yeah, Mad Mike Jones. He was in love with the stripper.
we'll name drop here.
Mike Jones.
Down in Austin.
Shut up.
And it was like during the time where everyone
had a Houston rap
really rapper. Crazy rap
he's
names,
Houston.
And he was just like, I'm Mike Jones.
I like that.
So
who was Mike Jones? It was the same. Yeah, he was. It was like this, like New York versus Texas thing, boxing challenge, and Mobb Deep was there, and Mike Jones was representing Texas. And
that's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
Outside the men's
room. I was
too bad you didn't meet him inside the men's room because then you could be reporting on what Mike Jones was showing to the stripper that he was in love with.
I would listen to more new rap if. Any radio stations that played that kind of music came in down here.
We have.
But
Well, we have K-Day here, which is like the local like underground rap station.
But that's, you can't get it down here.
And it's like all, and I like this music, but it's
K-Day is a great station. It doesn't come in down here though.
And Dr. Dre, it's no, all they like play early some 90s. New music,
but it's mostly like old.
Yeah. Okay, Kate, is that it?
I got one more update. So Gwyneth Paltrow's beauty and wellness website, Goop.
Mm-hmm.
Has been slammed for deceptive health claims. The nonprofit organization Truth in Advertising filed a complaint Tuesday to the California Food, Drug, and Medical Device Task Force, accusing Goop of promoting unsubstantiated and therefore deceptive health and disease treatment claims through products such as its yoni eggs. I don't know what the fuck those are. And some shaman-inspired medicine bags.
That's pussy eggs.
Oh, some pussy eggs?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my favorite kind.
So, yeah. So they've been given a date, I think, August 18th to correct the alleged illegal health claims on its website. And Goop is saying that is not a realistic deadline.
Snake oil.
We'll see what happens.
Gwyneth, another one of the worst people.
Did you guys talk about?
And especially bad because, like, she had success and money. Yeah. Like, she's behaving like one of these preachers that's trying to like shake you down, or like Alex Jones that has like all these, you know, bullshit things. Like, she doesn't have to do this. She wants to be a snake oil salesman.
Not cool.
Some people are just into all that stuff. And they believe it all. And they are really into it. I have friends that are like that.
They're real into the next thing.
Yeah, and that's what she's peddling. And there's a market for it, for sure. But you are going to have to answer to these groups that come after you.
Some people aren't real critical thinkers.
Did you guys talk about that?
A lot of mouth breathers.
I'm a sleeping mouth breather. Did you guys talk about the end of Game of Thrones?
No, Ed doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, well, I had to figure out who Jon Snow's lineage that was revealed. I'll tell you.
Hold on. Spoilers coming. Spoilers coming.
Spoilers coming.
Hang up now. Spoilers coming.
Spoilers. Okay, you've been warned. Okay, so Daenerys Stormborn, Mother of Dragons.
Yeah.
She had two brothers. The older one, Rhaegar.
No. You're explaining this?
Is dead.
Yes.
The younger one, Viserys, is the one that we saw with the white blonde hair too.
Yeah, he got gold.
Right.
Got
the gold she had God. Killed.
That was a pretty good.
Yeah.
So basically, she is Jon Snow's aunt.
Right. Everyone knew that already.
And they boned Ed.
Yeah, he got it.
Aunt and nephew Jon boned Snow last got
it
night.
Not a big foreplay guy though.
They didn't show it.
It looked like he was kind of lying on his back at first. He's lazy like me in the sack.
You don't know what he was doing before that shot.
Looked like she was kind of working him up, like jerking him off a little bit. But I expected him to like go downtown. Like
I don't think it looks like
Grey Worm. Like Grey Worm when he put
that's all he can do
on that one chick.
He doesn't have
the black chick.
Any bits.
She is banging.
She's beautiful.
That's the guy without equipment.
Yeah, he's got no dick. So he goes in there and puts in work.
Jon Snow's fit.
He's in good shape. Yeah. He's a good looking guy.
Anyway, all Game of Thrones episodes, I have to do a lot of research the next day to figure out what I just watched.
I just let it all pour over me.
I usually do, but I like to know the details.
Right. Fair enough. Okay, Kate. Excellent job as always.
Sorry for all you smart nerds that already knew all that stuff.
Thank you. I'm still looking for a clear picture of Justin Bieber's cock.
Well, you've got all night to do that.
Tumblr. It's all the dirty shit goes down on Tumblr. This is where I've been linked to.
Anyway, we're experiencing a heat wave.
Oh, very hot here.
I don't want to talk about our weather because some other people are experiencing weather from actual hell. And Louisiana is about to get hit.
Yes.
With a lot of rain, too. I just hope I can find my tortoise because it's going to be hot out tomorrow.
Stay safe, people. What you guys are going through, I just can't even.
I get teary when I think about it.
I look at the videos, I look at the news, and it's fucking just unreal to me. Everybody out there with the
there's a lot of easy ways to donate money, even $20.
$5. Like anything you can do, it adds up. It's help these people out,
and they make it so easy to text.
Totally.
Red yep. Cross, all totally. That stuff.
We are with you guys in spirit. We love you guys. And hang in there.
Hang in there, you guys.
Okay, until next week. For Ed Daily, for Kate McManus, I'm Brian Beckner. This has been episode 184 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Be safe, everyone.